Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom He died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you.
The biblical prescription for deliverance and wholeness is wrapped up in what Jesus gave us in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, the mission statement of Jesus when He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." Wow, what a mission statement. There is so much in this. The Holy Ghost of God was upon the Son of God when He was on earth, and He declared that He has been anointed to preach the good news, the gospel, to the poor in spirit. That is, He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Do you have a broken heart? Do you need to be made whole? I think we could all use more wholeness. That should be obvious. To preach the deliverance to the captives. Does anybody listening, do you need to be delivered? Are you captive to some iniquity, some sin, some thought pattern, some fantasy, which is really what the Bible calls evil concupiscence? Or evil concupiscence means secret desire for that which is forbidden. Also, recovering of sight to the blind. Not only the physically blind, but those that have been blinded by the false prophets and by false doctrine and by false notions, only to be cleared up by Jesus and washed away in the washing of water by His Word as you study to show yourself approved unto God. Also, have you been bruised? Jesus will set you at liberty. That is, those that have been bruised. This is a message about the biblical deliverance prescription and wholeness. But make sure, be it known, that when you make your move to God, toward the Lord, coming unto Him, abandoning the futile flesh, you can bet that Satan is going to send to you diversionary distractions. But God is able to deliver you and to do all these things He promises you as you continue to press into Christ, looking neither to the left hand nor to the right, which the scripture tells us to look not to the left hand nor to the right, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 27, but to remove your foot from evil. We read in Acts 26:18 that Jesus came to open their eyes. This is why Jesus came, to forgive our sins, to save us from our sins. Matthew 1:21, John 1:29. That was the announcement of Christ at His birth and His ministry. "Thou shalt call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins." Matthew 1:21. John 1:29, John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world." Acts 26:18, Jesus came to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me, saith the Lord." Amen. Acts 26:18. The Lord wants to grant you, His child, not only deliverance, but wholeness. Wholeness of heart, wholeness of spirit, wholeness of body. Amen. That's what Paul said, and that's what he prayed, and he declared the promise of God that God will do it. 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24, Paul the apostle writes under the inspiration of this same Holy Spirit that anointed Jesus to say the things and do the things He did. Paul writes, "And the very God of peace sanctify," or set you apart, "wholly," that is W-H-O-L-L-Y, the quality of being whole. That would include your spirit, soul, and body. He goes on to say, "And I pray God," and This is what we pray together today, saints. I pray, God, your whole what? Spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you who also will do it. Now, this is speaking specifically in light of the return of Christ, that you will be made whole, spirit, soul, and body. And that would include and at its forefront that you be made holy or separated unto God. Now, we just read in this passage that wholeness is our Lord's will for us, and it is of the Lord, and he's the only one who can make us whole, spirit, soul, and body, from the inside out. Oh, and the promise that what? He will do it. What great confidence this should breathe in us, this truth, through the Word of God, to approach the Father in the name of Jesus. God is a good Father. He's the only perfect Father, and he desires this wholeness for you. He left nothing out of his Word that we would need today in this late hour as we look for his soon return. That is of divine wholeness and healing, the balm or the medicine that only Jesus can give us. Wholeness is only or exclusively available to those that are in Christ. Are you born again? If you're not 100%, if you're only 99% sure that you're going to be in glory with Jesus if you die today, if you're only 99% sure, you're as sure for hell as if you were already there. I want you to go to the Peace with God page on Safeguard Your Soul and give your life to Jesus. Now, if you have been saved and need to return to Christ, there's another button on the menu list on Safeguard Your Soul.com called Fresh Start. It's how you can have it through the scriptures, a fresh start with God. Here's two great prayers for us to pray today. Here's one. Father, and based on these scriptures we just read, Father, in Jesus' name, please make me whole from the inside out. Notice Paul said that God's going to make us whole, spirit, soul, and body from the inside. Notice what's first, spirit. That's by divine design, priority. The order of first mention, priority of first mention, from the inside out, spirit, soul, and body. Also, here's another prayer, and it's on the same lines. Father, please make me whole. I want you to pray this. Father, please make me whole as you alone can do. Make me whole, spirit, soul, and body in Jesus' name. Many have been fractured through relationships and whatever things they have endured in this life. We need to pray that God makes us whole from the inside out. Everything you need and desire is in Christ. It's time to indulge or to delight ourselves in the Lord, and he will give us the desires of our heart. Now, that is captured by Brother Shannon. Brother Shannon Cook writes this: delight yourself in the Lord, that is, in Jesus. Delight yourself in Jesus. This is according to Psalm 37:4. Again, it says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. So Shannon says, delight yourself in the Lord Jesus, and he will give you the desires of thine heart. Jesus, that is Jesus Christ, is in fact the greatest desire of the heart of man. Delight yourself in me, he says, and I will give me to you. Makes perfect sense, Brother Shannon Cook. Amen. He captures that well. When we delight in the Lord, he's going to give us more of himself, as he promises to do over and over in his word. And that is the desire of the heart of the true born-again Christian. And nothing else will satisfy or make you whole. The only way to get Satan out of your life and to be whole in Christ is to repent for real, to submit your life to God today. When you do, the Lord will make you whole. The scripture says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Amen. When people need prayer, a lot of times lately, through an increased knowledge of the whole counsel of God, I don't just pray over them. Most importantly, I get them to confess any sin and to submit themselves to God. Thereby, God makes them whole from the inside out. Brother Charles Pray on this matter says, he writes, quote, yes, Lord, just as a piece of fruit that is rotten, starting from the inside, works its way out to the surface, where when you finally see it, it's too late to save it. Father, in Jesus' name, let our fruit be seen from the inside out. Cut out the evil rebellion, Lord, we pray. Brother Charles finishes by saying, Lord, please purify us to the depth of our hearts, that you might be glorified to use us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, friend, I want to ask you, are you being made whole in Christ for that relationship you are praying for, that you wish and desire to enjoy? Are you praying and preparing for that relationship? I encourage you to do that, especially the unmarried, and also those that are married, those that have friends. That should be all of us, amen, should be praying, Lord, make me whole, so that I can walk as a disciple of Christ, made whole, full of the love of God, forgiving and showing kindness to others, even as I myself am so desperately in need of. Amen. God bless you, friend. Thank you for listening. Please avail yourself to all the resources to help you grow in Christ, in the grace of God, through Christ, on safeguardyoursoul.com. And please pass this message along to others to help them to grow in the grace of God through Christ alone. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, Scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all Scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.